Well, it's clear that the Trump administration is trying to distance itself from some of the policies that were pursued by previous administrations. In particular, the Trump administration has been very opposed to the Paris Climate Agreement. His administration represents political elements in the United States that do not accept the global warming climate change thesis, and therefore essentially view efforts to curb climate change as a waste of time because they don't believe in the reality of climate change, or at least they don't believe in the reality of human-created climate change. It's also interesting how the issue of climate change is creating an additional separation between the various factions of the international ruling class. On one hand, you have the American faction, which is opposed to the Paris Agreement. However, the nations of the BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, are in fact in favor of the Paris Agreement, and the NATO countries, which are American allies of Europe, are essentially siding with the BRICS in this. So this actually has some potential to create something of a shift in the power balance on an international level, where the United States could find itself entirely isolated on the issue of climate change. Now, on the question of trade, it's also interesting how the Trump administration is apparently striving for a more autarkic or protectionist policy on trade. Whether that comes into fruition or not is another question. But that in turn would have the impact of creating a trade conflict between both the BRIC nations and the United States, and between the possibly between the European Union and the United States as well, which would lead to retaliatory trade measures on the part of the European Union. So the impact of the policies that the Trump administration is pursuing in these areas would have the effect of separating the United States further from not only other G20 nations or other major economic powers on an international level, such as those associated with the BRIC axis, but also the traditional military allies of the United States as well. So that would be a very interesting development if it were to happen, and it would further the ongoing isolation of the United States.